Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I just keep looking at these memes about the Hezbollah getting paged. It's paging Hezbollah, paging. All right, so a Florida man used a syringe. This is so gross. This is like such a Florida story. A Florida man allegedly used a syringe to squirt a grody unknown liquid on a girl's backside at a Ross Dress for Less and then started filming. It also looks like someone drew his hair on his head with a Sharpie. It's true. 25-year-old Florida man is behind bars for this. Sean Edward Urby is facing a felony charge of battery on a child involving bodily fluids and so gross, and a misdemeanor battery charge. He's also accused of tampering with evidence per records. They got his ABC affiliate WPLG got his arrest report. They said that the girl told Miami-Dade police she was shopping at the store when patrons came up to her and told her that a guy in a Miami Dolphins hat was squirting from a syringe the stuff on the back of her jean shorts and then filming her. And oh my gosh, and so they found, oh gosh, it's so gross. I'm not gonna share anything about what was in the syringe because it's probably, yes, it's exactly what you thought it was. Exactly. And he's in jail, Miami-Dade Corrections, $8,500 bond. See, this is why you carry, just saying. Why would you shoot and kill that man for doing that? Why would that man volunteer to be shot and killed by doing that? Just, you know, that's the question. Oh, why are people so gross? This Florida man. Jeez. Florida man was yelling, "Take me to jail," at the cops as he drove down the road with his lawnmower. He was obviously super drunk. He was videotaped, really. He was just like recorded driving a lawnmower on the main road, and as police caught up with him, which wasn't difficult. We can't play any of this audio, by the way, because it's a Newsweek. According to the video, though, after the officers caught up to him, he was yelling at them, "Take me to jail." The Florida man named Paul Burke. He was arrested on charges of driving under the influence. He was on a lawnmower, but he was, you know, drunk, and he apparently had three other DUI charges, and he was trying to drive a lawnmower down the highway, which you can't do. By the way, just yelling, "Take me to jail." Just, you can't do that. A Florida man threw a toilet through a window. And then this is in East St. Louis. He's a Florida man in East St. Louis. He chucked a commode from a toilet chucker. I don't know. He chucked a commode and then apparently threw a window of a school board headquarters. And then apparently he has another one to launch. They found 36-year-old Dave Tolliver a block away. The police were sure that they had the right guy because he was sitting on the second toilet that he was about to chuck. And so now he's in custody on a charge of criminal damage to property, class C felony on $10,000 bond. So the guy who chucked the toilet is just on for higher bond than the guy who was being all dirty at the Ross Dress for Less. Just want to point that out. The P15, this is a great company, and this is a great firearm. If you are unfamiliar with the P15, you need not be. It is the smallest, thinnest, double stack 9mm that you can get on the market. And with the P15, it comes in two versions. It's the metal version and the polymer version. And the metal versions, I mean, I like both of them, and I think they're both great for different things too. The metal version has that gorgeous walnut wood frame with the textured grip. It makes it a nice looking gun. Comes with two magazines, both of them do. Standard 15 round with minimal pinky extension. You have a flush fit double stack mag that holds 12 rounds as well. Tritium and fiber optic front sight, and you got a fully adjustable fiber optic 2-dot rear. And lifetime warranty, striker fire reliability, great smooth trigger pull. It is just ideal, and it's from the inventors of the micro compact pistol category. So it's a great concealed carry gun. It's the lightest one, not lightest 9mm I have. You don't lose any stopping power at all, and you get ultimate concealability. It's innovation, performance, and Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com, KELTECWeapons.com. It's the P15. Tell them Dana sent you. You guys remember pagers? That was like a big thing in high school. Pagers. If you had a pager, according to Nana, you were a drug dealer or a doctor. One of the two. Like, Yeah, there's no in between. You were either a doctor or a drug dealer, according to Nana, if you had a pager. But can I just point out, like, I get it if you're like a doctor and like you get like a 911 code on your, I get that. But if you're a regular person with a pager, like you had to go and find a phone and call somebody. That was so dumb. You know it? You know how dumb that was? How did we live before call waiting? Or call waiting, caller ID. How did we live before that? I mean, now I can ignore people's calls so much more easily with caller ID than, you know, I could ever before. That's makes you not want to use, makes it easier to not use your phone. Anyway, the reason I bring this up with Hezbollah, they, 9 dead, 2,800 injured. The Israeli defense minister warned, look, he was telling the United States, look, the clock is running out on having a diplomatic solution. The diplomatic solution coming from Democrats that are running the government is, well, let's just sit around and do nothing. Maybe it'll evolve. Maybe it'll resolve itself. Just don't do anything. So today, the Israelis alerted a bunch of people in Hezbollah in Beirut. Their pagers were rigged with explosives, and they all went off this morning. It was pager detonations. And they said that a lot of people were wounded, 200 critically, 8 killed in the explosions. Thousands of Hezbollah members were seriously wounded. Thousands of Hezbollah members. It was in, they said one Reuters journalist themselves specifically saw 10 Hezbollah members bleeding to death from wounds. And they said that the pagers were owned by a number of workers in various Hezbollah units and institutions, and they exploded. And the detonations of these pagers used by the group killed some of their fighters. I just want to know how this was carried out because it's quite genius. The Wall Street Journal reported that apparently hundreds of these Hezbollah members had these devices. And they what they speculated was that it was malware that caused them to heat up and explode. That is so genius and also terrifying, but that is so genius. I mean, wow. You got to protect your people. How are you going to protect it? And Hezbollah is like, it's a big security breach. No joke, huh? They said that the biggest security breach they've been subjected to. I mean, there's video of it detonating. There's some. It's a crazy story, Kane. I mean, the photos are crazy. Ambulances rushing about everywhere. Lebanon's health ministry urged health workers to head to hospitals. I mean, they're all Hezbollah people. That's the thing. They got hurt or blowed up. Kane, you're going to say
so? There weren't explosives intentionally put in here. They just heated them up. Here's a program that will make the battery explode.
I'm not saying that I would like to know how that works, but you know, just curious for a purely educational standpoint.
And that's old tech.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
We're
doomed.
Why?
If we don't get this government sized down and their involvement in everything, we're doomed.
Wait a minute. Why are you talking about us being doomed?
How many different battery things do you carry around with you? Like, obviously your phone, you have your watch. Right?
But I don't carry anything on my person.
You don't have your watch on?
Oh, I do, yeah.
You're going to blow your wrist off.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, you're making me wonder about that.
Blow your wrist off.
Could it actually heat up enough to do that? I'll look like something from Tropic Thunder.
I didn't intentionally share these videos with Juan. There's the one in the grocery store where you see one exploding off a guy's hip and he just goes down. His leg looks all mangled up.
Yeah, I never wear my phone on my person like that. Like,
no,
ever.
I carry it in my pocket like that.
Yeah, you do. You're a dude. Dudes do. Chicks don't, I don't think.
I even, like, when driving, have it right between my... Oh, my gosh.
You keep your phone there when you're driving?
Well, yeah.
I totally do not. I don't like having loose things by me in a car.
I mean, I'm really rethinking that right this second.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've done that.
See, this is where all my little weirdo tics come into play. It's like signs, right? At the very end of signs... Don't sit here and be like, spoiler alert, this movie's been out forever. It's not my problem. At the very end, the little girl that has water everywhere, and
it
all of a sudden all makes sense. The cups of water everywhere, and Mel Gibson's looking around, and it's like, you know, he's processing this. He sees the reflection of the alien in the television, which was genius. It's such a genius movie. And he sees all these, you know, half-drank cups of water, and it's all making sense. And he sees the bat on the wall. You know, you tell him to see and swing. Oh, my gosh, it all makes sense. I feel like that's me with all my weirdo tics. Like, you know, I don't carry my phone on my person. I don't like having bulky items on me like that, except for a gun, because I just don't. I don't want it on there. I don't like to carry other stuff like that on me because I only want only my gun. I don't want to have to worry about anything else falling out of my pockets or anything else like that. So I just don't carry those items on my person. And also, I feel weird about it. Like, I don't even like holding up the phone to my head. I don't even like that, right? And oh, so, man. I'm thinking like earbuds though. And all this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
what?
I'm curious. Are the batteries that we have
I can watch these videos all day.
Like
I'm not
in
even
the
gonna lie.
iWatch and all of that. Like, are they different than the batteries in that old tech? Because then the malware would have to be a little different to manipulate this. The batteries that are today, I would assume. This is scary.
I mean, is it? I feel like we could already do this.
I mean, I don't have a pager or a flip phone, but the idea itself.
Don't you feel like Hezbollah used pagers so they, because they thought that would be safer?
Yeah, like they couldn't get tracked.
Yeah, we're going to be a lower grade tech. Not going to happen.
Passenger
that
pigeons.
One dude fell down like LeBron on the court. He just went down. Did he really get that hurt?
There was. I saw some video of a hospital. It's like 1 minute of footage where they were going to bed after bed, and all these guys have like holes in their sides and in their laps because they had these pagers in their pockets.
Because they were terrorists is why.
Right.
Oh, I should warn people. It's graphic, but hi, you're watching.
Did you see the number of them? Apparently there was 2,500 of these explosions, of which several of people died, and many, many more have like holes in them as they try to survive these injuries.
I mean, that's what happens when you're a terrorist. When you go off and you do action, those are actual terrorists, not like the terrorists that the left tries to act, you know, say exist here. No, these are actual terrorists, and that's what happens when you're a terrorist. When you do terroristy stuff, sometimes your pager might blow up, but you do bring up a good point with like the watch and all that stuff.
Yeah, and also this laptop I'm sitting in front of.
Yeah. Now I feel weird about my watch. I just like, I that was the one thing that I actually finally broke down and did was the watch.
I think it's super convenient. It's great.
For heart health.
Yeah, it really is.
That was when I had like a little health scare that turned out to be totally fine. And I was like, oh, I can see the point of it.
I wore
the watch because of that.
Yeah, I was able to accurately track my sleep. And all of that.
Yeah, I don't
do
that. I don't want to track my sleep.
I need to. I don't get hardly any.
I just don't understand the people who track their sleep and count every calorie and keep diaries of their stuff.
Yeah, no. Tracking sleep and counting calories are two separate worlds.
Like you're giving yourself busy work. Why would you do that? It's busy work.
No, it isn't. The watch is doing it. I'm just wearing the watch.
Like, you just know what time you're going to go to bed. Like, okay, I'll get this amount of sleep. I know it takes me 20 minutes to fall asleep.
That's so cute. That's cute. You just got a bedtime and you go to bed and go to...
Melatonin. No, believe me, because I get super hyper-focused on stuff. I have a whole nighttime routine. It is an hour-long ritual that I do every night before I go to bed to unhook my mind from everything that I do during the day. Mm-hmm. I have to do it. Because if I don't do it, guess what? Ain't nobody going to bed. That's how that works.
There. But I've seen your 2 a.m. messages.
That's when my ritual is interrupted, Kane. So nobody goes to bed.
That's why I have to get an X amount of hours or else I cannot function mentally.
Yeah. But I can't stand wearing jewelry and watches and stuff going to sleep. How do people do that? How do you wear a watch when you go to sleep? I don't want anything that's like monitoring me when I'm sleeping. I don't want anybody to know what I'm doing. Just not that anything's happening. I just shut up. I'm just like trying to sleep.
The phone in the other room, but I'll have the watch on. And there'll be nights where I don't have
the
watch on.
What in the world do you do? Why do you sleep with your phone in the other room?
Because I don't want to be around it when it's charging or doing whatever.
But you sleep with a watch on.
Yeah, so it can track the data, heart rate.
So you'll just get a little radiation.
How much sleep I'm
getting. Just a little bit's okay.
Getting core type sleep or REM type sleep.
I don't do that. I don't care about any of that stuff. I don't care. I don't care about any of it. I really don't even care. Like, you know what? In the olden days, people didn't need any of that. You know,
that's very true.
Slay.
Except this is the new in time days, the new days.
I'm getting any of that. We got more on the way as we roll towards.
Gen X.
Yeah, Gen X. I don't need that. That's busy work. It's busy work.
Hi, I'm Matthew, a theater major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
The great Abraham Lincoln described the Constitution as a picture or frame of silver, built to guard or protect an apple of gold. This apple of gold was the Declaration of Independence and its principle of equal rights for all. This principle of equal rights, Lincoln said, clears the path for all, gives hope to all, and by consequence, enterprise and industry to all. There are many today who seek to limit or distort this great principle by employing a distorted definition of equality, an equality of condition or outcome, regardless how people live their lives. This distortion, if generally accepted, will lead to an America less prosperous and less free.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
This Constitution Minute was furnished by Hillsdale College.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This isn't news, but it is a news flash. I'm wearing the baggy jeans today, and I feel like I hate myself, and I want to throw myself off the roof because they're baggy jeans and they're not black stovepipe straight legs. So there you go, right there. You don't care. I do. So that's why I just said it on air in headlines. Do I care about Puff Daddy? I don't care. Throw him off a cliff and be done with it, right? Oh, give him his due process. Wah, wah. We know he did it. He's on the... But he got arrested in Manhattan for being a dirty perv, a dirty human trafficking pervert. I mean, I don't know. I'm immediately going to suspect you if you call your name, if you say your name's Puffy and then you call yourself P. Diddler and then you are beat P. He is. He's the Diddler. That's his. That's going to, you know what? That's going to be his newest Marvel character. It's the Diddler. He's going to go quick. But he was arrested in a sex trafficking probe. And I mean, isn't this kind of obvious? Like, everybody, there were rumors about this for a long time, right? I mean, Usher even, you know, otherwise, doesn't have anything to do with the economy. If he's a criminal, throw him off a cliff. Convict him, throw him off a cliff. You know, be done with it. Let's go on. Jane's Addiction, Perry Farrell issued a statement. So they canceled their whole tour, if you like Jane's Addiction. And Perry Farrell spoke out about it. He's being a big boy and taking responsibility. He said that he apologizes to his bandmates, particularly Dave Navarro. And he said that, you know, he apologized for it happening, apologized to his fans. He said, you know, my breaking point is inexcusable and I take accountability for how I chose to handle it. So good for him. I hope he gets whatever help he needs. It's just sad. It's sad to see. Never meet your heroes, although I never met him and he's never been a hero. Let's see. Is it Hyundai? Okay. Because I have certain family members that say Hyundai and it confuses me. Hyundai pauses ads on X because they're giant female copulatory organs. If Elon Musk doesn't bend a knee to speech censorship, then they're like, oh, he's creating a Nazi hellscape. That's what X is. You realize that they're bouncing accounts that are in violation of the terms of service as soon as they see them, right? It's not, they have to be made aware of them and then they do it. But because it's not done before the person offends, the left is using that as justification for claiming that they're like promoting and nurturing a petri dish of Nazi social interaction. So they had a Hyundai ad that appeared next to a rando who posted stupid. He was probably a rando troll who posted Hitler content. And there was a Hyundai ad that appeared next to it. And now everyone's freaking out about it. And all of the people who hate Elon Musk and hate speech they're putting pressure on Hyundai to drop any ad association with X. And I just think that all of you people need to shut up. I'm so done with it. Like, stop it. Like, you know what? They've done more to curtail this than the Secret Service have done to curtail presidential assassins. So stop. Let's see. Several dead after trying to cross the English Channel. Why? Why would you do it? Why would you cross it? Stormy weather, choppy water. Why? 8 people. They were trying to cross the channel from France to England. And they said that, and of course, they were people who were trying to claim asylee. You're not, you're an illegal immigrant. You're not, not everybody can claim asylum. And the Norfolk Southern CEO was fired over an office relationship. Speaking of diddlers, he's married. He had an inappropriate relationship with an employee. So he was big pimping in his big old CEO office and he ended up being fired. So, you know what? I just don't mess where you get your bills paid. Just don't. We got more on the way. Stick with us. The gender neutral submarine. Can we just touch on that real quick?
The hell does that mean?
I almost said the most inappropriate joke on air that I would have gotten fired for, and I didn't, so.
But where are the reproductive parts of a submarine?
Stop it. Okay. It's just the frank. The beans don't come with it.
Oh.
Yeah, the beans have been removed. It's just the frank, so, and it's inverted, so it's gender neutral.
Ah.
I don't know. It's the USS New Jersey. It's a fast attack Virginia class submarine, 135 Navy personnel. It's the first U.S. submarine built for both genders. Okay, I'm going to need a moment. It's designed to fully integrate male and female sailors. Is that a problem? Like, I just think, can I be real? I've known women that have gone into the Navy. They don't GAF, okay? They don't need a boat for their for ladies. They don't need a lady boat. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't care because they're the type of women who just want to go kick ass. That's all they want to do. They don't need no lady boat. That's a distraction. They just, those are the chicks that want a TCB. Why do you like act, you know how sexist it is to act like, oh, well, there's women in the Navy. Guess we got to make a lady boat. Got to make a boat for the ladies. Got to put these cup holders in it. You get lighted vanity mirrors, ladies.
But
for real.
These ladies have testicles or no?
I just feel like they don't care. I mean, I don't want to speak for women in the Navy, but, you know, I feel like they just, the women that I have known that have been in the Navy, they don't care about this stuff. And out of, none of them do. They don't care.
Yeah, of those women, I'm not questioning them. I'm questioning.
Oh, you mean like
I'm
these types of women?
Yes,
call me ma'am.
I'm
those
questioning
types.
If this idea was born of ladies with testicles being offended that they're not being called ladies.
You mean men?
Yes.
So they said that the Navy, when it lifted its ban on women in submarines in 2010, concern about living quarters being too tight and lack of privacy, prompted the Navy to retrofit subs and designate washrooms. The USS New Jersey was designed for two genders from the outset with the accommodations like increased privacy in the washrooms and sleeping areas. I just feel like if you're going to go into that, you kind of got to know that this is part of the territory, right? Access to top bunks and overhead valves are also designed with height, reach, and strength of women in mind. Oh, so we're making things easier to open for the women? Yes, this jarhead to this nuclear sub, to this nuke right here, is going to be easier for you to access, you dumb, weak women. Means it could fall out. I don't know. Have you, when we went on a tour of some of the submarines in Hawaii, we were at Pearl Harbor, there was literally one bunk over where the warhead was. There's a dude who slept atop of a nuclear warhead. Back in the day. Just saying. They're built different. I don't know. The nuclear-powered submarine was officially nicknamed Jersey Girl. Its interior spaces are decorated with posters and memorabilia representing the state, including a guitar signed by John Bon Jovi. Well, if you hate Bon Jovi, you're in hell. You can't get away. You're going to be in the I'm in the Bon Jovi ship. Going down in a blaze of glory. No. It's 377 feet long, 34-foot beam. But does it have lighted vanity mirrors, though? Why do they need to do this?
I still don't understand how it's different. Like, how would it be so different that now women and men can be on there?
It's like that a man, it's a boat for a man and a woman. Oh, my gosh. I don't know, guys.
Are the washing machines bigger?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know. But is that a big deal? I don't think it is.
No.
I just don't know why they got to do this. Going to retrofit this for, let's just get it. You don't need to do any of that. For women, isn't it already pretty tight quarters in there? Do you really need to lower anything or make anything more, like adjust anything for its height for women? Because it's pretty cramped in there. And the subs that I've been in. To tour. I mean, I don't know. These were olden day subs. I don't know if they're, are they like bigger now? I don't know. But
I've never
just,
fit in any sub I've ever taken.
I got a little claustrophobic. I got to tell you, going through them, I was just like, it's a little tough.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.